Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Global Spiritual Revolution Radio, here with your host and moderator, Bishop Larry Gators. You can call us in right now at 929-477-3997. Again, beloved, that is 929-477-3997. If you live outside of the United States, you can call us at 001, then dash 1-929-477-3997. Again, that is 001, then 1 again, beloved, 929-477-3997. Amen. You can listen to us right now live online by logging into blogtalkradio.com/Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. Again, blogtalkradio.com/Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. You can also listen to us on iTunes.com/Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. You can also listen to us on SoundCloud out of Berlin, Germany, right now by just logging into soundcloud.com/Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. Again, beloved, that is soundcloud.com/Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. If you have an iPhone or an Android or a smartphone, you can log in into the IMO app and just type in my name, Bishop Larry Gators. Amen. And send me your questions concerning tonight's teaching or any other past teaching here on Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. Last but never least, if you want to email me your questions tonight for our guest, amen, all the way from Anchorage, Alaska, a true apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ and the true prophet and seer of the Lord, amen, the Honorable Apostle Carlos Rosa, all the way from Relying on the Word Ministries International there in the beautiful city and state of Anchorage, Alaska. You can just email him, email me your questions for the man of God at Global Spiritual Revolution Radio at yahoo.com. Again, beloved, Global Spiritual Revolution Radio at yahoo.com. We welcome you back here for another segment here at Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. And, of course, we are so excited on this 29th day of November in the year of our Lord, 2016. Amen. Man of God, it is such a great honor and the privilege, amen, that you have taken time out of your busy schedule to be back with us here for another segment of Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. God bless you, Apostle.
Bless you, too.
God bless you. Yes. And all of our listeners, our Global Spiritual Revolution family, right now, continue to call us in right now. Amen. Wherever you are throughout the world, again, 001, the 929-477-3997. We got listeners online all the way from Abuja, Nigeria, including Lagos, Nigeria, including Amman, Jordan, there in the Middle East, and, of course, with our regular listeners out of East London, England, specifically Birmingham, England, and also in Bern, Switzerland. Amen. And the entire Global Spiritual Revolution family that you are tuning into right now from 125 nations around the world. All right, 929-477-3997. Amen. And also we have listeners as well listening online out of Beirut, Lebanon. Amen. As well as Belfast, Northern Ireland. Praise God. Welcome back to Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. Man of God, before we get into part four of the Cyrus Connection, Transforming a Nation here tonight, can you lead us into the throne room of God through a powerful word of prayer in Jesus' name?
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we want to say thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. We thank you again for another opportunity to embrace your anointing, your glory, and your presence. Father God, shower us with the knowledge and reveal your word much more clearly than before.
Yeah.
Father God, allow us to walk continuously under an open heaven of wisdom, an open heaven of counsel, an open heaven of your ministering angels speaking to us, and that our ears will be opened to hear what you have to say from your throne. We thank you, Lord. We do not take it for granted, the wisdom that you bestow upon the men and women that you've called apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And we're thanking you, Lord, for the body of Christ as a whole. Father
God,
uniting together and standing strong for kingdom's sake. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. 929-477-3997. Also, I want to thank God for our listeners listening all the way from Edinburgh, Scotland. Thank you, Global Revolution Partners out of Edinburgh, Scotland. You're listening online to Global Spiritual Revolution Radio, as well as in the nation of Zimbabwe, in the capital city of Hare. Thank you, Revolution Partners, for taking time out. I know that it's very late there. It's around 1-2 o'clock in the morning there in Zimbabwe. So thank you for staying up, amen, with Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. All right, men of God, thank you for coming back, amen, into our studios here in New York City. And we're looking at the this historical election of our 45th president, President-elect Donald J. Trump. And I just felt the leading of the Lord. And man of God, you flow as the Lord leads you tonight into any scripture where the Lord it will lead you tonight. And to our listening audience, again, we thank God for Apostle Carlos Rosa for taking time out of his busy schedule. Amen. He doesn't have to do it, but I thank God because you, the Revolution Partners and family, you love his ministry. And you love his apostolic impartation. All right, let's go to the gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, men of God. And to all of our rabbinical students, we are in St. Matthew's gospel. The gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. And also the key verse tonight is Matthew chapter 12, verse 45. Again, that's Matthew 4, 23 and 24. And the key verse tonight is St. Matthew chapter 12, verse 45. And you may say, well, Bishop, what does spiritual warfare have to do with the election of Donald J. Trump? It has a lot to do with it, beloved. Because the devil right now wants to destroy this man's presidency even before he is inaugurated. The recount is going on in the state of Wisconsin, but we know this is the devil's doing, but he's defeated in Jesus' name. So, man of God, you flow as the Lord gives it to you tonight, man of God, into any scripture throughout both Old and New Testaments in Jesus' name. The Cyrus Connection, part four, transforming the nation. Man of God, the floor is yours in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. I just wanted to say that to all the listeners, whether via phone or online, that spiritual warfare is very paramount that we come up against, not just in our presidency, but in any form of our government, even in our institutes of colleges,
yes,
our churches, synagogues. The devil, with spiritual warfare, is trying to break the very fabric of who we are, what we stand for in our faith. Everything is being challenged. And you see this even now with this so-called recount that is being requested. And it's funny how a woman, you know, Jill Stein, who ran and she didn't even get 10% of the vote. So, you know, for her to do this, you know, what is in it for her doing this? What is it, you know, what we have to look at is, you know, she says about people being disfranchised, want to make sure every vote counts, you know. And, and one thing, when we heard about this, my lovely wife stated, she said, you know, wouldn't it be something if they found more votes for Trump?
Exactly.
And then what would be the excuse then? You know,
I said that the other day, man of God. Yes.
It just is bringing about more divisiveness, which is what the demonic spirits want to incur upon the nation. It is, you know, I read an article that was so surprising yesterday, and it was from a devout Democrat, and he said that he was ashamed of his Democratic Party, because here it is, you have Hillary Clinton, Senator Hillary Clinton, or Secretary of State Clinton, you know, she gave her concession speech. She said, hey, let's move on. Let's accept the results. And then now her people are jumping on this bandwagon. And he said he is very ashamed. She should step up and say, look, we will not do this. This is not our idea. This is not our encouraging. And tell this woman, stop what you're doing. I've already conceded. Let's move on. You know, and I applauded this man, you know, when I read the article. I said, see, this is a true patriot of the nation.
That's right.
You know, and
that's right.
You know, and that's not just in our nation here in the United States, but even in other countries, you know, where people revolt and, you know, and tear their government down because their so-called person didn't win, and you know, and it just brings about a lot of divisiveness. It brings about a bunch of division, a lot of hatred, you know, which is all that is spewed, you know, by demonic spirits. So that's why spiritual warfare is very paramount. You got to attack these gates. You got to attack these demonic boundaries, these borders, you know, that they're trying to erect, you know, and nullify things that, you know, just do not need to be nullified, but, you know, we have to nullify what they're trying to do. So with that, we go here to Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24, and it says, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manners of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Verse 24. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Well,
yes, sir.
Now, people need to understand, Jesus dealt with spiritual warfare when he walked, and we also got to deal with spiritual warfare when we walk. Now, the key thing that grabbed me out of these two scriptures was verse 23, word kingdom, kingdom. Mm-hmm. Right? Here, the word kingdom is spelled is basileia, okay? Basileia, okay? Now, that means having dominion. It means kingship. It means royal power. It means to rule. All right. So now, when we say, you know, we belong to the kingdom, that means we have kingship, we have dominion, we have rule where we are at. Not in arrogancy, not in pride. Because true leaders rule in humility. True leaders rule with an humble spirit, and with an humble spirit, they know when to be stern. And they know when to speak softly and things. And Jesus, wherever he went, and the word kingdom, now when you break down the word kingdom, when you say kingdom of God, is mentioned 71 times in the scriptures. When you say kingdom of heaven, it's 32 times. When you say kingdom, you know, in general, it's 20 times or you know, depending, you know, what you're looking like, you know, some parts of the scripture says thine kingdom, you know, whenever it's talking about thine kingdom, you know, that's mentioned six times, or when you're talking about his kingdom, which means God ruled, you know, is six times. But what we got to understand, when we say kingdom, it means territory subject to rule of a king. So when we say, you know, we are of the kingdom, like Jesus, you know, he ruled with a kingdom mindset. Wherever he walked, he had to deal with spirits. He had to deal with people trying to twist the scriptures. He had to deal with people trying to, you know, say this or, you know, always trying to do something. He always had to deal with something. It doesn't mean that we become argumentative when it comes to the word, because the word of God said that he is not the author of confusion, okay? You know, we have to learn when to speak, and then we have to learn when to be quiet. There were many times when Jesus, you know, you read the scriptures, says, gosh, you know, why didn't the Lord really say something there? But he just kept quiet, because sometimes you have to also understand your audience, and you also got to understand demonic spirits. Demonic spirits like to antagonize. You know, They don't want to let nothing go. They want to keep at it, because they feel they win. And sometimes, you know, rather than adding fuel to the fire, you know, my wife and I are firm believers. When people get to become argumentative, if you don't say nothing, well, they'll argue with themselves, you know, and things. So here, you know, when we're talking about here in Matthew chapter 4, you know, if you want the Lord to really move in your ministry, you know, you have to have, and we spoke about this about 2 weeks ago, you got to have a deliverance ministry. You got to have, you know, because, you know, all it takes is for God to move on one.
Thank you, Lord.
And the word will get out. All God has to do is heal one, you know, and the word will get out, you know. And if you see here, it says all manner of sickness. It didn't matter. spirit. It didn't matter what type of disease they had. You know, he spoke in accordance with his Father. Now, you also see in the scriptures that, you know, the disciples came to him and says, you know, we prayed, we did what you told us, but, you know, nothing happened. Then Jesus even had to say, he says, you know what? Some things come through prayer and fasting. You know, you have to know what, in spiritual warfare, you got to know what battles you're fighting and things, because, you know, you can't fight every single battle. You know, sometimes you have to take a step back to regroup. And it's the same thing in spiritual warfare. It's the same thing when we decree, when we declare, when we prophesy into the atmosphere. You know, sometimes you've got to take a step back and regroup and how you're going to form your words and how to regroup and attack, you know, in a certain region, in a certain city, or upon a nation, you know, and things like that. And we have to understand that, I mean, when we're talking about spiritual warfare, you got to get nasty with it. I mean, you got to get I mean, you got to get the gloves on. You got to get the gloves on. You know,
teenage man.
Because it's an actual fight. I mean, you know, my wife and I know we've known many other people where, you know, we're doing spiritual battle in prayer. You know, but when you come out of it, you know, you feel it. But the anointing and the presence of God absorbs the attack. But you still feel it. You know, your body weighs, you know, heavy on it and things. It doesn't mean that you've been pushed down, but you know you were in a fight, you know, and things. You know, and sometimes you have to regroup and to allow the anointing, to allow God's glory to refresh your mind, to refresh lips, to refresh your words, you know, so when you re-engage, you know, even boxers in the natural take 3 minutes, you know, between rounds, you know, and what are they doing? They're regrouping. The corner man is telling the fighter, hey, next time when you go in, do this, you know, you got to duck here, you know, you know, move more, you know, quit standing still, you know, and it's the same thing spiritually. You know, we have our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is behind our corner to let us know, hey, this is what you need to do. This is how you got engaged. This is how, you know, see what's going on, see what's happening, you know, and things. And we just have to be, especially even now, we have to be much more aware of what's taking place.
Exactly. Oh, my. I'm telling you, beloved, I feel that there is a heavy spiritual warfare deliverance anointing here tonight. We have a man of God, not just a man of God, but the man of God, I believe, for this hour, who is teaching the eternal gospel that Jesus Christ taught. Continue to send us in your questions. We may not get to them tonight. Beloved, continue to email us your questions at globalspiritualrevolutionradio@yahoo.com. Again, beloved, that is globalspiritualrevolutionradio.com. Amen. You can also listen to us live right now on blogtalkradio.com/globalspiritualrevolutionradio. And we got, looks like, over 65 listeners out of 80. My God. Well, I'm telling you, there's warfare going on tonight, men of God, in Jesus' mighty name. Before we get into Matthew chapter 12, verse 45, and this is a question one of our partners had sent me over the weekend for you, men of God. And that question really is rooted in Matthew 4, 24. It is all mental illnesses. Is every mental illness the result of demon possession? That's a very good question. That question is from one of our faithful listeners, Pastor Lucille Taylor from Christ the King Church there in Kingston, Jamaica. Her question is all mental illness the result of demon possession? Man of God, the floor is yours, sir.
Well, it's not much demon possession.
Right.
Because when we talk about, as a matter of fact, let's go to that. In the Greek, lunatic is called soleniazomi. Okay. Soleniazomi. All right. So now, what this means is a person that is epileptic. All right.
Yeah.
Epilepsy, you know, being supposed to return, you know, it increases. Different forms of epilepsy that a person goes through. It may not be because a person has a lunatic spirit. It may be because there's some imbalance that they're going through in their body. Now, my sister at times suffers from epilepsy and things, and I know she's not demon possessed and
That's
things.
Right.
You know, it's just, you know, something, you know, in her that is causing her to be epileptic. I never seen my sister go into, you know, because when a person is attacked or a demon spirit is manifesting, it shows traits, okay?
Mm.
It will always show a trait, and it will reveal itself and things. And this is what we need to understand. You know, I know some people in the body of Christ don't agree with that. They you know, quickly assume, you know, yes, it's a demon, because why would they be going through that and things like that? And my question to that my statement would be this.
Yes,
you know, I say, do you get sick? And they say, yeah. I say, well, sickness is not of God. I say, so if you're sick, does that mean you're possessed with the demon spirit of sickness? You know? And then, of course, they look at you and they like, no. I said, okay, then. So then why are you saying that this is? I said, you know, you got to understand, you know, what when people, especially when people don't understand what demon spirits are and how they operate and things, they play that on everything. You know, oh, that's the devil. That's a spirit. You know, that is this, that is that. Well, could it be that they can just have a physical imperity?
Right.
You know, that is causing them to do that. You know, my sister was born also deaf. You know, we speak to her in sign language. My sister knows who God is. We talk to her in sign language about God. She praises God in sign language, and she worships God in sign language and things like that.
Beautiful.
She's just deaf. You know, she was born with an impairment of hearing and things, you know. But there are demonic spirits that, you know, cause people to be mute, and they operate that way and things. They act strange. They act weird, you know, and things. What it is people just need to know and understand what it is that they're dealing with. And we see that in Matthew chapter 12. In verse 45, it says, then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. And things.
Yeah.
You see, and it's like we said a couple of weeks ago, you know, the devil has reign over the principality of the air, you know, and rulers, you know, of this world and things. And also people don't understand is that demonic spirits have hierarchy, just like our angelic host in heaven have hierarchy.
Yeah.
The devil also has hierarchy, you know, and there's certain demonic spirits that have rankings, control legions of demonic spirits, you know, and that's the power that they thrive off of, you know, and we as men and women of God, when we're dealing in spiritual warfare and against demonic spirits, you got to understand the power that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're dealing with rulers in high places, you know, you're looking about governmental order. There's certain demonic spirits that are assigned. You know, people got to understand, hell is not sending mosquito demons to deal in high places. Okay?
Jeez, Apostle. Yes.
You know, they send in hierarchy that can able to influence, that can able to turn things into their favor or in their direction, you know, with their course that they want people to, you know, be derived from and things. And that's not just in governments of nations or in cities and towns. That's even also in the hierarchy in the body of Christ. In the body of Christ, you know, you have certain men and women of God that, you know, walk in such authority that there are certain demonic spirits assigned to attack them that a regular member in church is not going to be attacked on, you know, so there are also levels in spiritual warfare. Levels of attacks that go out on an individual. And this is what we have to understand is as we grow in Christ, as we grow as men and women of God and things, the level of attacks assigned to our lives also grows.
Oh, that's heavy, man of God. You're speaking confirmation. And you know what, man of God, I'm telling you, on our Sunday political and theocratical talk show that we had on this past Sunday entitled Theocracy Now, what you are saying is so much truth and confirmation. And, you know, the scripture that came to my mind, and we get time, we'd love for us to go to it, in Daniel, I believe the 10th chapter, verses 12 through 14, when Daniel says, well, the angel, the archangel, Gabriel, who is a messenger angel, said to Daniel, you know, I could have been here sooner, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia, that, like you said, that principality that was over that region of the world during the time of Daniel and was battling against Michael. And so it's interesting because some years ago I taught a lesson on angelology that the Holy Spirit had spoken to my heart many years ago, Apostle, and said that we have a lot of saints in the church who are calling on the wrong type of angel to defeat the wrong type of demon. And what I was saying in essence is that Daniel, the 10th chapter, verses 12 through 14, Gabriel was not a warrior angel. He was not an assassin. Michael, the archangel, was a warring a soldier type of angel. Gabriel was just a messenger. And so that's why his prayer was upheld, because he called on the wrong type of angel to defeat the wrong type of demon. And that gets, like you're saying, man of God, into governmental principalities. That said, what you just said, man of God, I'm telling you, you are shifting, amen, the nations as we speak. And then later on, when we get time tonight, I definitely want us to go through Daniel chapter 10, verses 10 through 12, 10 through 14. And also dropping down the verses, I believe, 20 through 21, if we get an opportunity today. Oh, my God, I'm telling you, 929-477-3997. And you just said something that really hit a nerve with me, man of God. It was so powerful that there are certain types of demons within the government of darkness. who are assigned to us to specifically destroy us. And I'm telling you, and explain that again, man of God, because we have a lot of questions concerning it, and a lot of people are saying, wow, this is the very first time that they've heard of this, and their eyes are opening. Go through that again, man of God, through a spirit of Deuteronomy to repeat that again. Satan has, you know, assigned certain demons to us. Why is that? And go through that again, man of God, because you hit a nerve with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Looks like the man of God, you still with us online? Okay. All right. And all right. We'll get back to the man of God here in a second. Looks like we lost contact. This is heavy. And all right, man of God, are you back with us? Amen. All right. He'll get back with us. Listen, saints of God, this is a powerful teaching here that the man of God is imparting into us tonight. This is powerful. Call us in right now, 929-477-3997. Again, call us at 929-477-3997. Apostle, are you back with us, sir?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, and there's many questions tonight, and you are opening our hearts tonight, and especially to a lot of our rabbinical students around the world. Explain to us again that which you just said a few minutes ago about Satan assigning certain demons to us to destroy us. Explain that again, because that's
yes.
heavy.
Yes.
Go right ahead, Matt.
Just to let you know, I did hear you, and I was trying to respond, but
yes,
you see, this is what we talk about, principalities and things, because
yeah.
I've been knocked off the air now twice
and
had to come back on. You see, they will do whatever they can. It will try to cause a distraction, but
yes.
I want to let you know, saints of God, don't get frustrated. Just pray.
No.
Just bombard heaven and the gates of hell against this nonsense. But what I wanted to get to is back to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12.
Yes.
For it says,
absolutely.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against one, principalities, two,
yes.
against powers, three,
yes.
against rulers of the darkness of this
that's
world.
That's right.
Four,
yes.
against spiritual wickedness in high places. Them are four
yeah.
different hierarchies. It starts
he's
out low, and then it gets even higher and things.
Ooh.
You know, first you have what is called, you know, in the military, you have what is called ground troops, all right? Your ground
yeah.
troops go in.
Yeah.
They solidify and fortify
yeah.
Areas that are taken over
yeah.
and things. And then with ground troops, you have also air support that will
yeah.
help cover, give them eyes in the sky, we would say.
Yeah.
It's always the same thing in spiritual warfare. You have,
mm-hmm.
when it talks about against principalities, them are ground
yeah.
troop demons. Them are ground troop demons. They're trying to figure out what your weaknesses are. They're trying to figure
that's
out
right.
where you're most vulnerable at. Then we get against powers. What they're trying to figure out is where are your strengths, you know, because they don't want to attack where you're strong. They want to attack where you're weak and things.
Oh
so
uh-huh.
you got these spiritual demons, you know, that got
yeah.
these powers that are trying to bombard. They'll bombard your mind. They'll bombard your heart.
Amen.
They'll bombard your spirit. You know, and then when you
yeah.
jump into against the rulers of the darkness of this world, now they're trying
mm-hmm.
to not only attack you, but also the inner
yeah.
circle that's praying for you,
mm-hmm.
the inner circle that's covering you, the inner circle that's feeding you wisdom, they're feeding you knowledge,
yeah.
you know, they're even trying to expand that. And then when it gets into spiritual wickedness in high places, now they're trying to really tear you completely down. And think, so see, these are four-dimensional demon spirits. Mm-hmm. And all of them have different powers. All of them have different aspects on assignment. All of them have different what they target. They don't get away from what their assigned duties are. You know, the biggest problem we have in the body of Christ is, you know, everybody wants to be a chief, but no one wants to be an Indian and things. You know, there are times my wife and I know how to do groundwork just as well as attacking, you know, high places. And we don't mind. If people call us and say, hey, we need you to pray for this, you know, would you be willing, you know, to stand in the gap for us? You know, we say, okay, what is the target? What is it that you want us to target? Right. We don't get into, you know, well, this is what we feel. No, we're asking this person, what is it that you're seeing, you know, that we need to help you attack on that front, you know, on your behalf, you know, not going off on wild tangents and prayer and decreeing, you know, you all off base. They're trying to attack the front, you know, on the gates of the city, and you're trying to attack the nation, you know. And no, you know, you have to be zeroed in on the target that God is assigning you to, and then you move on to bigger battles and things, you know, because the word of God says this ain't a flesh and blood thing. This is spirit, and you're attacking it spiritually, and you got to see it that way. There's nothing wrong with asking God for angelic help, angelic assistance. The prophet Elijah did, you know.
Right.
And think, there's nothing wrong with saying, Lord, I need some angelic help right now. You know, you know, send me help. I mean, I'm doing what I you're telling me to do, but you know, this thing is really heavy. I need to, you know, and God will tell you and say, hey, call this person. Tell them this is what you're facing. This is what you're dealing with, you know, and they'll come, you know, to your assistance. They'll come to your, you know, aid, you know, and we do that even in the natural military. You know, if we're fighting a fight and it's getting weak, okay, you know, help is on the way. Assistance is on the way. Just hold on. And, you know, and this is what we have to understand about spiritual warfare. You know, you gotta attack it where you are at. You can't jump ahead, you know.
No.
just like in the military, you got to go up rank, you know, because the rank as you come along is your maturity. You've gained that knowledge, you've gained that wisdom, you've got that counsel, you know, and things like that, you know, and that's how we combat things together, you know, not just, you know, well, I'm doing this and, you know, let you do that. Man, if we as a natural military did that and the general officers just say, okay, guys, you know, we're just going into this country, just have at it, no sense of direction, no sense of, you know, planning, you know, no sense of knowledge, you know, wisdom, where's the formidable weakness to attack so that way we can break through and just go in, you know, helter skelter and just don't care, you know, you're going to wind up in major defeat,
This is heavy. Man of God, and you know, you are teaching us on a level that very few of us, you know, have ever walked in before. And you know, two scriptures came to my mind before we go get into Acts 5:15. Oh, my God. We're going to go for an hour, maybe 10 minutes tonight, in 2 hours on Thursday. But call us in right now. We got callers. We got more than 3,000 listeners right now from around the world, praise God, in more than 125 nations, close to 4,000 now, according to our dashboard here at Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. Thank you for all of our listeners, because I'm excited. And there was two scriptures that came to my mind, Apostle. You made mention of ground troop demons. And Jesus talked about the strong man in Matthew 12:29. And then Paul talks about the stronghold in 2 Corinthians 10:4. The strong man demon that Jesus teaches us about in Matthew 12:29 is the ground force demons. And the stronghold demons in 2 Corinthians 10:4 are what we call the airborne demons. And so the airborne demons, the strongholds, who preside over natural principalities and powers, they give instructions to the strong man demons on the ground. And I think we, the body of Christ has been doing this backwards for decades. We've been killing the ground demons first, and then the airborne demons last. And I think, like you were saying, in strategic warfare, as a spiritual tactician, we should be destroying the stronghold demons, the airborne demons first. So once we bring down, as Paul said, pulling down strongholds, once we destroy the hierarchy of the demons of the prince of the power of the air, then that cuts off the communication to the ground force demons called the strong men demons. This is heavy. And so I believe that many people within the body of Christ are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And just like in natural warfare, we have to convey that in the spirit, saints. We have to destroy the stronghold demons, those airborne demons. And then once they are destroyed, then the ground demons on the ground, the strong man demons, will be scattered automatically. Am I correct in saying that, Apostle?
Yes, you are. Now, when we talk about strong man demons, the word in Matthew 12:29, strong man in the Greek means iskouros, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Which means he is strong, he is mighty, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And this, now, I'm going to tell you how strong and mighty he is, because it says he is one who has strength of soul to sustain the attack of Satan, strong and therefore exhibiting many excellences. Okay, so now, even we, men and women of God, can be strong men, okay?
Right.
Because the anointing gives us strength. His glory gives us strength, and his very presence gives us strength, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So against satanic attack, we can rise up as strong men, you know?
Yeah.
And what people just fail to understand, that when you're dealing with strong man demons, that is a principality that has been assigned to completely destroy you.
My God.
Now, you got strong man demons that will deal with you mentally. They can deal with you physically. You even have strong man demons against your finances. You know, they're out to destroy you financially. They're out to destroy, you know, if you have a strong marriage, they're out to destroy your marriage. I'm here to let y'all know, saints of God, my wife and I, tomorrow we're going on over 33 years of marriage. And
well, congratulations, man of God.
We've been attacked in many, many areas of our life. Our marriage was attacked. our children were attacked. Our finances were attacked drastically. I mean, he will do whatever he can. That strong man will do whatever he can to bring you down. To bring you down. Now, when we're talking about in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4, now, here when we're talking about strongholds, okay, here we're dealing with a spirit, strongholds are fortresses, you know, they're fortified areas, you know, that the devil has built up around your life, you know, that he is trying to completely destroy.
Yes, sir. That's heavy. This is heavy. This is some heavy, heavy anointed teaching here tonight. In our remaining moments here on Global Spiritual Revolution Radio, we're going 2 hours on Thursday, saints of God. Amen. This is the Cyrus Connection, Transforming the Nation, Part 4, here on Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. We have a true apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Honorable Apostle Carlos Rosa, all the way from Relying on the Word Ministries there, International, Kingdom Ambassadors in Anchorage, Alaska. Call us in right now, beloved, in our remaining minutes here at 929-477-3997. Again, 929-477-3997. And then I've got, you touched on Ephesians 6 and 12. And this is confirmation, which you just said a couple of minutes ago, concerning those four demonic governmental rulership of demonology, of the principalities and powers. And this is heavy. Let's go forth now into, I'm so excited, saints, into the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles, better known as the Acts of the Holy Spirit. Let's go to Acts 5:15, and if we get time, let's go into Acts 10:38. I'm excited. Okay, Acts 5:15. Acts chapter 5, verse 15, and then Acts 10:38. The floor is yours, man of God. Praise God.
Okay.
All right.
Acts 5:15.
Yes, sir.
And it says, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. Okay, now, here, what this is talking about is Peter, there were so many people that Peter couldn't pray for everybody.
Yes,
but
sir.
He told the people that he believed enough in God that his own shadow, if you crossed over his shadow, you would be healed.
Yes,
you
sir.
Would be set free. You know, and now, can this be done today? Yes, I totally believe it. We have been in meetings where God told us, nope, you're not going to lay hands on people. You're just going to have them walk by. You're just going to wave over them. But we had to let the people know and understand, when you come, you have to believe. You have to know that God will do it for you. You know, and that's what, you know, that's what took place in certain meetings. Sometimes it was a handshake. You know, we just shook a person's hand. You know, other times it was just, you know, speaking a word and they got their breakthrough. And things, what it is we have to be very receptive to what the anointing wants to do rather than what we want to do.
Glory.
And you have some people feel that if a person doesn't fall out, you know, they're not they didn't receive nothing, or, you know, things like that. You know, to us, whether a person falls or not, that person has to know they have to receive, you know, what they got from the Lord for their breakthrough, for their freedom, for their deliverance, for, you know, what we call your get out of jail free card. And this is what we have to understand. You know, we have to get out of the mindset as church as usual, you know, and say, well, this is how God did it before. You know, we have to be open and receptive to God. You know, here it is. We've seen in the scriptures that Jesus walks around, one person he speaks to, they get delivered. Another person, he's doing spit mud for the person's eyes to open. What it is like Jesus, if we're saying, I am like Christ, then we have to be obedient to how the Father wants to move on a person and not what we think how God should move.
Oh, my God, powerful, powerful. And our remaining minutes here, and I promise you, saints, we will go 2 hours on Thursday night. Amen. God willing, when we have this great man of God back. The Cyrus Connection, transforming the nation. We have just branched off into spiritual warfare. Now we're going into the same book of Acts, Acts chapter 10, verse 38. And there was a question on tonight sent from Mary from St. Louis, Missouri, concerning also the difference between vexation versus oppression. Very good question, Sister Mary. What is the difference between vexation, when a person is vexed, versus oppression? Acts 10:38, man of God. We got about 2 minutes left. Flow as the Lord leads you, in Jesus' name.
Okay. Acts 10:38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, the question about being vexed or oppressed. Okay, a vexing spirit is a spirit that antagonizes and thinks it won't let up. It is constant, annoying you. Is on you, whatever it is, okay? Now, an oppressed spirit is just that. I mean, the person is oppressed to the point, that's a stronghold demon, okay? Because it has you encased, you feel like you can't break loose, you feel like you can't get away, you feel like, you know, you just can't do nothing.
You know? Right.
And so when you're dealing with those two different types of spirits, one thing you got to ask God, okay, when vexing spirits vex us, it's trying to get us off our game in a sense, you know. You know how people can be vexing. They can be very annoying, you know, but you still got to be loving to them. You still got to be kind to them. But sometimes you got to look at a person and say, you know, can you please not bother me? You know, and think, you know, and oppressive spirits are just that.
Right.
They want to keep you bound mentally, physically, spiritually. Mm-hmm. They want to keep you immovable. It's like you can't get out. You can't break loose. Mm-hmm. You know, so you got to attack that spirit. Totally different.
In Jesus' name. Oh, my God. This is heavy. And man of God, we're going to end it there tonight, Thursday night. If you can come back, we're going to have a two-hour, again, special on spiritual warfare and deliverance. And this is an offshoot, an extension of the Cyrus Connection Transforming the Nation, but we're going to the spiritual warfare aspect of it. On Thursday, we're going to get into the seven levels of how Satan is attempting to possess mankind through regression, repression, suppression, depression, oppression, obsession, and then possession. We're going to get into those seven levels of sessions, of demonic sessions, of how Satan wants to destroy mankind. Apostle, we love you. Amen. And we're going to see you, God willing, on Thursday. Thank you for imparting into us the words of life, who is Jesus Christ. We love you. And we're going to have, God willing, if this man of God can come back on Thursday night for a two-hour special, we're going to pick up where we left off in Acts 10:38. And we're going to get into the seven levels of how Satan is trying to attempt to possess people. And then we're going to give you seven keys how to combat that and destroy that in Jesus' mighty name. I want to thank our listening audience tonight. Amen. And first of all, I want to thank, again, the Honorable Apostle, amen, Carlos Rosa, amen, all the way from Anchorage, Alaska. Thank you. Thank you again, Apostle, for being with us here tonight on Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. We honor you, and we love you in Jesus' name. And we're going to see him back with us, God willing, this Thursday for a two-hour special as we continue the Cyrus Connection Transforming the Nation here on Global Spiritual Revolution Radio from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And I want to thank, again, all of our listening audience here tonight. You have listened to us for the past 9 years, and we're going to be celebrating our ninth anniversary at the beginning of 2017, and we're going to have a week of a conference of all of the bishops and apostles we've had, including this great man of God, amen, the second in January, God willing, amen. We're going to have this man of God back with us along with like 50-some other apostles and bishops and leaders. But this man of God will be back with us on Thursday evening, amen, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Man of God, thank you. My eyes have been opened. And you have taught us here at Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. We love you, man of God. Thank you for being with us. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you. Amen. And to your powerful wife, thank you, amen, Apostle, for being with us, ma'am, in Jesus' mighty name. And I want to just leave this beautiful piece of wisdom to all of our revolution partners. Amen. Victory has 1,000 fathers, but defeat is an orphan. You are not defeated, beloved. You have the victory in Jesus' name. And I want to thank again our rabbinical students and our revolution partners listening in, calling into the station here in New York City from all over the world, just listening to the teaching, the apostolic teaching of this great man of God. We will see you, Lord willing, on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for part 5 of the Cyrus Connection, Transforming the Nation here on Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. And we've got to pray against this recount that's going on. We really got to, I know what the devil's trying to do. It's not going to happen. We have to pray that God will send angels in the voting booths. I mean, the count that God will anoint certain people to count those votes. Amen. In Wisconsin and Michigan in Pennsylvania. Amen. And the Lord just told me, no worry. President Trump is going to be fine. We'll see you Thursday here on Global Spiritual Revolution Radio out of New York City.